I've started recording. We wait for another minute or so.
Hi, Vipin. Good morning. This is Shantanu.
Can everyone hear me?
I can hear you.
Great. I hear someone else too. Someone who might be too young to take part in this call.
Oh, you hear the background?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. I will mute that soon.
It's okay.
I'm Adam.
It's good to hear that.
Nice to be here. Do you need me to introduce myself again?
Yeah, let's do a little the antitrust and all that, and then we go through the whole introductions again, only because since we meet only once every 2 weeks, we even forget who we are, much less the others. So, you know, it's very, very easy to lose track of one's own persona. Anyway, I'm going to share my screen with the Let me see. I'm supposed to have. I have to take care not to share the wrong screen, because you might see something you're not supposed to. Anyway, so antitrust policy. As you know, Linux Foundation meetings involve participation by industry competitors, and it's basically the intention to conduct of the Linux Foundation to conduct all of its activities in accordance with antitrust and competition laws. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but you can see it on your screen, and it is also being recorded. Apparently, this is a requirement now that we have to show this and not just read it and say what it means. The other thing is the fact that we welcome everyone in the community. So to go back to the antitrust, the only requirement we have is that if you continue to be on this call, then you are agreeing to be comply with antitrust policy. And obviously, in the spirit of the Hyperledger community, we welcome everybody, and there is no restrictions. We are supposed to be a safe space to conduct discussions on identity-related matters with respect to DLTs and to Hyperledger in particular. So the second thing on the agenda is usually introductions. I think we should go through them anyway, because people feel that they have introduced themselves before, but I feel like we need to remind ourselves who everyone is so that we can have an intelligent conversation. So can I go down the list here, Adam?
Adam, yeah, sure. Hi, I'm Adam Stallard. I work on Bright ID, which is a unique identity problem, or a unique identity platform that solves a very specific problem, which is how do you make sure that someone exists in a system only once? And I've been here a few times and very happy to follow along.
So since you mentioned the Sybil problem, we probably should have a discussion about this and how Sybil protection is implemented in most of the Hyperledger platforms, and how we can prevent takeover of the platforms by individuals who spin up multiple identities.
Yeah, that's a very interesting topic to me. So I would definitely love to hear about that.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm also expecting you as a person who has done a lot of work in this area to lead some of that discussion, because, you know, I'm familiar with the arguments in the public blockchain space, specifically Bitcoin, and of course, where the problem is very acute. The other spaces, in Hyperledger-based DLTs, it may be slightly different, but we still have that problem.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I don't have anything to add at this point during the introductions, but yes, that's a very interesting conversation that I would love to have.
Yeah, maybe we can have some volunteers or a day on which we discuss this, and then we could present the different viewpoints. Kampara, I know that you are probably buzzing from the URSA discussion. So,
So I'm Kampara. I've been a while with Hyperledger, but I'm currently with Kiva Microfunds, and we're working on a project for using decentralized identities for banking systems in third world countries. And yeah, it's a cool project. Today was our first live demo in Sierra Leone, and if anyone wants to know more about it, I can definitely send them the link.
Yeah, we have a link from the social SI, SIG, where Matthew presented from Kiva. In fact, I had a discussion with him the day on which the project was announced at the UN with the Sierra Leone project, and I met Matthew for to discuss this and how the identity working group can help him. I would be interested in talking about this a little bit today with you, and also about the Libra project, because I know that Kiva is a member of the Libra project,
Right, yeah, and we have very limited information, but we can definitely answer probably some questions There's someone else here on the call from Kiva, so when they get to it, they'll introduce themselves.
Daniel? Bloom?
Yep, that's me. Daniel Bloom. I work for the Sovereign Foundation. I've been working with Hyperledger Indy and Hyperledger Aries over the past little bit. Excited for today's call.
Steve?
Hello?
Hi, Steve.
Was there a question? I just joined.
You just joined. So we are just introducing ourselves. We've gone through Adam, Cam, and Daniel. Now it's your turn. If you don't want to say anything, that's okay too. But
That's fine. So Steve McGinnis, professional lurker. I've been on these calls for a while. Super interesting, and just trying to do what I can do to stay involved.
And there's another person here whose name is iPhone XS Max Sam. I don't know who that is.
Yeah, that's me. It's Sam Smith. Sorry, I shows up with my iPhone. Can you hear me?
Yes. And what is your interest in this group? And
I work with decentralized identity, with Sovereign and Consensus, and a couple of other entities that are using Hyperledger Indy.
So with Consensus, so are you involved in this BESU project at all?
With what?
There was a proposal from Consensus to incubate a new project called BESU. Well, I guess it's based on Pegasus or Pantheon.
Yeah, I'm not involved in that part. I've been working mainly with Sequest, which is a 3D game mnemonic for key recovery, and we've been working with decentralized key management systems. So it's more generic across Consensus. Consensus has a initiative right now, which is what they call the identity circle or identity stack, where they're trying to integrate the different work from the different entities that are building parts of the identity ecosystem. So I'm helping with that as well. I could tell you a little bit about Sequest if you're interested.
Let's go through the introductions, because I really want to talk about that too, because there is a section in our paper that is DKMS.
Yes.
Key management services, that we need some help with editing or filling up with information. We are familiar with some of the work being done, but I think, and also the link, there is a link to the paper produced, I guess, by Sovereign and others, Evernym.
Yeah.
So we do have to talk about that. It'll be interesting also to compare and contrast what's happening with UPort and why Consensus is having a new identity stack, and
it's not a new stack. It's basically it is trying to integrate all of the identity work. So there's a lot of duplication of effort within Consensus. In the old Consensus, they call it Consensus 1.0, where we had a lot of different spokes pursuing different parts of identity, and they weren't necessarily, integrating their work. And so now the idea is to try to map all of those so that there's more of an integrated plan for identity, if that makes any sense.
It makes a lot of sense. We'll talk about that in a second once we go through the list here.
Okay, great. Well, I'll shut up now. Yeah.
Matt, Rafael.
Yeah, hello. I'm Matt Rafael. I'm also from the Kiva organization. As Cam described, we had a pretty big day today, celebrating our milestone with Sierra Leone.
Great. Kelly?
Hi, my name is Kelly Cooper, and I've been working in a different context with identity for about 20 years. I did a lot of research in the realm of critical hermeneutics, critical sociology, and did some work over, I'm in the US, but did some work overseas with that. And then in parallel, I've been an educator in teaching web development and code, et cetera, all of those years. And this is a great time when things are starting to come together. So I'm building a prototype right now and still working my day job in education. I'm also the person that's been working with you to edit or copy edit some of our documentation. Thank you.
Yeah, Kelly has been very involved in editing a lot of the documentation, and she's excellent. She's an excellent copy editor, and she has spent a lot of time working on this stuff. She has made some suggestions, which we'll take up in a minute as well. Richard.
Excellent. Thanks, you, Vipin. I just want to say to Kelly, we need more sociologists in tech, so we're really glad you're on the call. I'm a product manager for Evernym. I'm responsible for our contributions to the Hyperledger and Sovereign ecosystems. So I spend a lot of time on the implementers call and the Aries call and the Indie calls. But unfortunately, I usually have a conflict with this call. That got canceled today, so I jumped in. I keep it on my calendar, and I hope to jump in on it when possible, but I will have to drop partway through. But so I'm just glad to see the broader context of identity and get more educated on it.
Santanu.
Hi, thanks. Currently working, to implement one digital identity for a client in the banking BFSI area, and also working on to conceptualize and articulate one paper on proxy encryption using the digital identity.
What was the last bit? I couldn't hear you. Sorry, Santanu.
Yeah, it's creating the proxy encryption framework for the digital identity.
Proxy
encryption framework for using digital identity. So this particular concept is I can discuss it later whenever there is some time. I can of course discuss it, that how the things are, it can happen. And surely,
do you mean proxy re-encryption? I've heard that term before.
Yeah, exactly. Proxy re-encryption for digital identity.
Sid.
Hi, everyone. My name is Sid Mishra. I work for a company named OneSpan, and we work on identity and identity management security products for the financial services space. We just started looking at Hyperledger Indie, so I'm looking at seeing if it would meet needs for some of our product initiatives. So I'm here to learn more and see what's going on. So. Thanks.
And I see that Andre has joined. Andre, would you like to say anything about yourself, introduce yourself? If you do not, it's fine. I don't see your mic there, maybe because your speaker is not active or your mic is not active. But it's fine. Are you going to be able to talk about the social impact, SIG, and what interactions we might have with the identity working group? You can of course put it in chat saying that you're not, you know, you can't get onto a mic, and we can do it sometime later. Oh yeah, here you are. Your mic is active, but I don't hear you. Maybe because it's too. You're muted, by the way, Andre.
Pippin?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, great. I had to call in, so. Sorry I'm late, guys.
It's okay. Everybody went through the introductions, and you can listen to it on the recording, of course.
Great, perfect.
And what about you? Do you want to say anything about yourself and your activities?
Yeah, this would be great. So I'm also involved on the social impact special interest group. And there has been some conversation about creating an identity white paper, and they had brought in several speakers on, you know, what's impactful. We've also have created a survey on what's important for social impact. And so I was joining on the ID working group. We thought it would be best to create some liaisons between the groups so they're not necessarily in silo all the time. That way, you know, there's a better forward momentum for Hyperledger in general. So my projects have been in the spaces of financial services and healthcare, specifically on social determinants of health. So we were thinking about incorporating some ID, digital ID or verifiable credentials for and social or SSIs as well. So it's been great to be involved in the community, and look forward to further participation with you guys. I came a little bit late. What I did is I've offered a few links on that you'll see on the agenda, a few links from the past meetings of speakers and some of their content. And so I've created links for everyone to go back and review if they want to see what the content was. So it was open and available. Again, we're just an advocating for a little bit more cross participation between groups. So thank you.
Kariyappa.
Hi.
Yeah. Do you want to introduce yourself and talk about why you're interested in this group? I know that today has been a long-winded thing, but we are also going into topics and subjects as people talk.
Okay. mainly to understand, I'm new here. That's why I'm mainly to understand these topics. That's why I'm joining.
Do you work in the identity space? Do you have any projects that you're undertaking? Do you have?
No, I'm not working.
Okay. So let's back into a couple of things that Sam Smith brought up, which is, you know, and of course touched upon by Andre and others. The purpose of the identity working group was always to foster the concept of identity. And with that end, we have, you know, to bring together the practitioners in identity on one call. But, you know, doing this once in every 2 weeks is probably not going to yield a lot of results. So we think that there is room for us to collaborate between the calls. And one of the ways in which we can do that is through the paper, which I had mentioned before, and about the DKMS section, and about the fact that Kelly has been working on this. We have yet to do a lot more in that paper. It's been hanging out for a while. That's one area. The second area is for us to talk about different aspects of things, like, for example, just now we spoke about the Sybil problem. We spoke about, you know, the involvement in the SI, the social impact area, and Kiva came up, of course, and then Andres were in other areas came up. Now, we also have we also started this a collaboration with the implementers and have the Hyperledger identity implementers call, which kind of is related, but implementers call goes into great technical depth or detail of the actual projects. So with that end, with that in mind, we have Daniel Blum, who's going to give us a short introduction to what's going on in there.
Hey, could you post the link to the paper that you're mentioning, and maybe a link to this document? I didn't see it in the meeting invite, so I'm not sure how to find that.
Yes, I will post the link to the document and to what else did you want?
You mentioned there's a paper that you've been working on identity.
Yes. It is actually there in the, if you look at the, look, I'm hovering right over it. I can bring it up here, but.
Or just put the link in the chat and then I can go to it directly.
Actually, it is in the agenda that I'm displaying to you
I'll have to.
Agenda is this, if I can. I can post the agenda here.
Yeah, I'll go find it. There you go.
Yeah. I mean, it's there in the Rocket Chat also, the agenda. So you can go to the working group paper area.
Which channel is it in Rocket Chat? This is the first time I've attended this meeting, so I'm a little bit out of.
Okay, so the in Rocket Chat is identity working group hash. This is the channel in Hyperledger.
Identity WG. There we go. Okay, I found it. Thank you. Sorry.
No problem. Okay, Daniel is going to talk about a little bit about what happened in the call, and I'm going to bring up the meeting notes here so that we know what we are talking about here.
Yeah, so this week we had a lot of reports from each of the individual groups, from Indy Semantics, Aries Ursa, and several others. So there's a lot of just updates on what's been going on in each of those different sections. The main items on the agenda for this week were Hyperledger Indy performance testing, and Richard Esplin actually could probably give a little bit more detail on that if you all are interested in the details there. And we also discussed, again, the GitLab CI/CD migration and progress that has been made there for the Hyperledger Indy project. So yeah, that was the bulk of our discussions. The meeting notes are there, as Vipin has up, and the call recording is posted to the bottom of the page for those interested in watching that. There's also a transcript for the full call as well, attached to the page.
Yeah, my main interest in this is to do with the chaos testing, because I started writing I have a blog that I wrote on chaos testing and the blockchain, chaos engineering and the blockchain. Now I'm going to go into detail using the Indy scripts for chaos testing, which I have here. But I don't want to take up too much of, you know, It's basically an automation framework for doing chaos testing. So we'll look at that later, but I just want to tell you that it's broad. You know, the scope of the implementer's call, as you can see, it encompasses several things that are going on and several headings, including the W3C verifiable credentials and DID updates, which we should be really talking about, you know, because they are trying to establish standards for everything, especially for the DID and the verifiable claims area. So, okay, so there you go. That's the identity working group implementers call. Anything else? Any questions for Daniel? I guess not. The next one is the social impact SIG. And if you go to that,
there you go.
The link posted by, oh, that's Matthew Davies. We don't need to look at his.
Yeah, you don't need to look at his LinkedIn. No, what I did is I just put their LinkedIn information on there. But
yeah, but here social, it is, right?
Yeah. The Hyperledger Social Impact Special Interest Group is primarily focused on, you know, serving as a platform for exchange of ideas and really an exploration of ways to use blockchain and distributed ledger technology in the context of social good. So the group has, again, tried to think of different ways to make this more productive for all. And how can they help cross-collaborate between working groups and special interest groups. So a thought was they just recently put out a survey on what the direction of the group should be. And so it seems that the group has brought in speakers that touch a wide variety of social impact causes, but lately identity has been a main portion of everyone's conversations. So we thought it'd be best to have a liaison between the identity working group and the social impact groups in case there's, you know, you really don't want any replication of initiatives. So what I did is I just took the past two meetings and it had a relevant conversation around ID, I included it. And so we had Matthew Davey from Kiva who did an outstanding presentation regarding the Kiva protocol. And then yesterday was Cornelius Sanders from ID 2020. And some of it was blockchain related and some of it wasn't, but he touched on what they were using in terms of what their ID, where they're heading down with ID. So I've included both links to the meeting notes, which should include their slides as well, in case anybody wants to review that. So we'll continue to be the liaison between the ID working group and social impact group. And I think it can be beneficial for both groups, so.
Yeah, you know, there are guys from Kiva here, so if anybody has questions for Kiva, it looks like somebody did ask. I think Adam asked something about Kiva. So if anyone from Kiva wants to answer those questions, that would be interesting.
Did you mention my name? So I didn't have a question. I was just saying that I saw the presentation at TruffleCon and found it very interesting. So yeah, I what they're doing is very cool.
Also, ID 2020 is convening again next month here in New York City. And I've already received an invitation for that. I think it is pretty much open if you want to attend that. It's a social, you know, basically they have both the governments and other agencies who are interested in as well as concrete projects that they are sponsoring in for financial inclusion in various parts of the world. And they have some really cool projects that they talked about last year. So I'm sure that they'll have more this year. So if you're interested, you should try to get, and if you happen to be in the city, in New York City, then you should go to the ID 2020 conference. The next item on the list is about chaos, but this time it's a different chaos, K-C-H-A-O-S-S, which is an initiative to increase diversity and inclusion in technical projects. And as we know that this is a big problem, that we do not have enough gender diversity, maybe even geographical and other kinds of diversity in the groups, but gender diversity is the most pressing, because even without us, with the number of participants being 11 or 12, we have only one woman, which is less than 10%. So any input from anybody on how to increase this would be great. One of the things that they are trying to do across all projects is to have metrics on this diversity, and that is a chaos project. The DCI Diversity, Civility, and Inclusion Working Group in Hyperledger has taken on that task, but I have asked them several times to tell us, to give us some concrete steps in order to increase the diversity of our participation. Anybody have any other suggestions? I'm willing to listen, or we should all be talking about this.
Hey, this is Kelly. I'm on the DCI, and it's brand new. So it's still in kind of two meetings into organizing. It follows this meeting. And at this point, they're looking at the 2017 Hyperledger survey that was to go out and did not go out. And so there's supposed to be kind of a critical review of next steps today. But I think it's probably going to be a couple of months until there are concrete steps. And then I also signed up to listen in on the chaos meetings. They're on a holiday break right now, but they're going to start up at the end of this month. So I should be able to report back on both of these, but don't expect any, as you noted, concrete steps for the next couple of months as everybody kind of gets settled in.
Yeah, true. I was on the first couple of calls on the DCI. But the chaos metrics are, you know, they have a very detailed set of metrics. The problem is, how do you measure? I mean, they do ask for the measurement, you know, for measuring different ways in which we can measure the diversity. First is using, let's say, the mailing list or a survey like the Social Impact has done. But a survey is a opt-in kind of thing where people may not participate. So, you know, we're we want to say identity working group has to really embody that theme. And I know that, Kelly, what you're saying, that they're not going to come up with any concrete proposals in the short term, but if anybody has any suggestions, I know this is a fundamental problem, meaning that it's happening in every company. Google had a big firestorm recently about that. 13% participation. And I had given some concrete suggestions to the technical steering committee to increase the electorate breadth so that we can get at least a few people who are not, from the typical mold into the TSC. Anyway, if anybody has anything to say about it, now is the time. I guess not. Kelly had a great suggestion that we should, I felt it too, that we have to get the identity working group paper from the way it is now in Google Docs. And what happens there is that all kinds of people come in and edit the document, sometimes maliciously, sometimes not. They remove sections, they do all kinds of crazy stuff. So I had it locked down for the past 2 months. But I don't want to do that. I want it to be open for people to edit. So two ways in which we can do that is, one is have it on the wiki. Even Google Docs supposed to have history and recoverability, but it's limited. There are some problems sometimes. So the other way is to put it on the wiki, and then we do have history and we can go back and we can actually attribute the changes to specific people. So that's something we are going to do next. Any comments from anyone on that? Or the other choice is, of course, to put it on GitHub. But in that case, you need yet another identity and a bunch of maintainers and pull requests and all that stuff. So let me know if, let's discuss what is the best way to, one, have maximum participation, to have integrity of the paper. That means it's not getting just updated willy-nilly by anybody, and sections being removed, things like that.
Vip, are you more or less the, the maintainer of the document, or are you trying to do this as a kind of a fully group effort?
Yeah, I want to do it as a group effort. Like, for example, several people came forward and said that they want to do the complete editing of the document, and I do not want it to be just one point of view, right?
Yeah, no, totally.
I mean, I could edit the document and create an identity working group paper, but it won't be an identity working group paper. It would be a Vipin's identity paper.
But I'm sure it would be excellent.
Yeah, but, we have to have a community behind it. And it has to be useful, for example. I mean, it can't be just, a regurgitation of all past stuff. So we also want to talk about how we make it more useful. So Steve, you have anything else to add to that?
I mean, I've been trying to carve out some time to, you know, spend some quality time with this and see if there's something I could, you know, contribute. I think it's super interesting. In terms of the contents, is that something that has been sort of decided upon, or is that also kind of in flux, or how have you been doing this?
Yeah, it is in flux because let me tell you, if this paper had been written 2 years ago, it would already been out of date because there are a lot of interesting developments. So in a sense, it has to be a live paper, but at the same time, we don't want to keep it in draft, you know, forever.
Okay.
So we can discuss adding sections to it. One of the things that Kelly suggested was that we have some kind of meta markings on the paper which says these sections are complete, or at least they are closer to completion. These are the sections that need, you know, most of the work, which I think is excellent. Also,
that sounds great.
Yeah. So hopefully I'll find some time to devote to this and collaborate with whoever is interested. And I will try to publish, a running commentary on what's going on so that other people can. Yeah, that's right, Steve. This paper strives to aggregate the collective wisdom around identity and blockchains with a focus on the DLTs hosted by Hyperledger, which is a huge, you know, there is a lot of ground to be covered here. Specifically, we wanted to look at the Aadhaar section because it is highly controversial with two camps. One camp saying that it is the best thing since sliced bread, and the other camp saying, no, it is, you know, overreach by sovereign governments to surveil and to destroy everybody's privacy and to be, take authoritative control over everything. I think the truth is somewhere in between, as usual. And I'm interested in people's viewpoint on both sides of the issue. And also, I wanted to make it clear that we do not support, Aadhaar as a digital identity system without any reservations. The point is, what are the advantages brought in by a system like that in a country like India, leapfrogging, other systems? In fact, I think Kalia had written a sort of a comparison between the Aadhaar system and the social security number. And you can read for yourself what she says, whether you agree with that or not. I'm going to post the reference to the paper that I'm talking about. But unfortunately, we do not have Nitin nor some of the people from India who had actually worked on the Aadhaar project and also contributed to the section, who would marshal the arguments from the other side. I think the most important thing is there is something called the consent layer, which we had presentations on before in this group, which tries to moderate some of the excesses of overreach by the government. So we'll put in more info into the Aadhaar section. Any thoughts on that? Shantanu, you're from India. You live and work there?
Yeah, I work with NPCI for implementing the UPI and the BBPS. So I have some idea of this other, how it is integrated with the NPCI payments.
I know that it's a very sensitive topic.
Yeah, so we can work together for if you think for this digital identity or other. Yeah, we can work and we can have something in place. It's a good idea.
Well, I mean, the most important thing is that it's the most extensive identity system in the world. Because it really does cover huge numbers of users, and you were saying?
Yeah, and also it is like integrated with the payments and everything, so it is like very easily connected to any level of the civilians.
Okay, now to answer your question, Steve, about the paper, Marta Piekarska had volunteered to take this paper to RWOT. Are you going to RWOT?
No, Vipin. This is like a very specific. When I started working for a client for our project here, this particular concept came in, and I'm just trying to evangelize that particular concept and putting into some flesh and seeing that where it is and how it is going ahead, because I have already implemented this particular layer of the framework on Hyperledger and also on Corda. It is perfectly working, so I'm thinking once it is, in a good shape, I can share in this particular audience and check that where exactly my thought is heading to.
You're talking about DIDs. Shantanu?
Yeah, sorry?
You were talking about DIDs or something else?
Yeah, re-encryption framework.
Re-encryption, okay.
Yeah, proxy re-encryption on the digital identity.
Yeah, I was just mentioning that we were going to bring in this paper into the Rebooting Web of Trust because Marta from Hyperledger is going there. She wanted to work on this paper to further work on this paper that we mentioned before, and I want to hand it over to her. And possibly others who are going to RWOT, Rebooting Web of Trust in Prague. And I know that Steve is involved in many of these activities. So I was wondering whether Steve Magenis, are you going there or? Or anybody else is going to this RWOT?
No, not me, Vipin.
Okay. Because we don't want to just hand over the paper to Marta for her to just update everything, but at the same time, we would welcome input from RWOT because they have many identity professionals there, and they will probably give very good suggestions about updating the paper.
Yeah, interesting. And thanks for a good suggestion. I can surely participate and share that particular idea. Thank you. I mean, really interesting. Thank you so much.
All right. We are coming to the end of the hour. We have two more things. One is the I don't see Nathan here, so I don't think we are going to get an update from the Tokyo Member Summit about the identity-related matters. Then the other subject, which I will present next time, is the Libra and its identity system. It may be relevant for many things because if you look at the big picture, Libra implements identity similar to Ethereum. It's an account-based system. But there are some questions on how can it scale to such a huge number of accounts. The second question is, how will the governance model work? So I'll try to get those two things together for the next call for a short presentation, not more than 10 minutes. Anybody else has anything else to say on this or any of these topics? Is that it, guys? Today's call was interesting, and I hope we see you here, not just in the next call, but in between the calls, participating using the wiki, the mailing list, the chat channel, and so on. And that would be the way to go forward. Anything else? Thank you. And I think if we have nothing else, I will close the call. Is that good? I guess.
Yeah, thanks.